Hi, happy Pentecost. I'm the Reverend Meredith Heffner, Rector of St. James in Potomac, Maryland, and I'm glad you're here with us today as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birthday of the Church. If we were worshiping together, it would be quite a celebration, with special music and everyone wearing red and kites and doves and ribbons flying over our head. We might tell the story of the Holy Spirit's coming in different languages, reminding us all of the power of the Spirit in our lives. Since we're worshiping virtually today, needless to say, this is going to be a slightly different experience. But our hope is that you still have a sense of the Spirit in your life. Our worship team decided to do something a little different to celebrate Pentecost. We asked this question: how do you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life today? We've received a number of responses, photos and videos that we've peppered throughout our service. Again, our hope in this experience with us is that you'll know the presence of God's Spirit in your life, bringing you peace and hope and inspiring you to share God's love wherever you are and wherever you go.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness. By the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. The Spirit of the Lord renews the face of the earth. Come, let us adore him. The service continues with the Venite, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7, found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 82 or in your bulletin. Let us say this together. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The service continues with Psalm 104, starting at verse 25, found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 736, or in your bulletin. Lord, how manifold are your works! In your wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea with its living things too many to number, creatures both small and great. There move the ships, and there's that Leviathan which you have made for the sport of it. All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to the dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May those words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, all in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. Listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs in the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Good morning, beloved. I am coming to you from my backyard, and I'll try to be brief with the question of the Holy Spirit, but you did ask a priest to talk on camera. So I would reframe the question just a tiny bit from how I'm experiencing the Holy Spirit. You know, I think about that question. What that question asks me really is, where am I finding God? Where am I meeting God? Through the Holy Spirit. And for me during this weird time, it has really been, as I've mentioned before, in nature. It has been in my backyard. I've met God in the birdsong. I've met God in the trees and the squirrels and the daffodils, and my time outside has just been so special. And that's where I met God. And I would read just a little bit of Psalm 104 about that. "God causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the service of humanity, that they may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of humanity, oil to make their face shine, and bread which strengthens their heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which God planted, where the birds make their nests, The stork has their home in the fir trees. The high cliffs and hills are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. God appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. People go out to their work and to their labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. This great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things, both small and great. There are ships that sail about on them. There is that Leviathan which you made to play there. All these wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season, that you may give them and they may gather in. You open your hand and they are filled with good. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in these works. Yeah, so thank you, Holy Spirit. This is where I'm meeting God so much of my time right now. I can't wait to meet God again with you.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them to everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
Good morning, it's Donna. Hoping everyone's okay. So the Holy Spirit in my life comes in moments, in precious, precious moments, the peace of God moments, the pearl, the treasure in the field, the straight and narrow. It's the most important thing. It's the key to the kingdom. It shows me that God is in charge and everything's going to be okay forever. I'm not always in a spot where I can receive it, sometimes due to seven deadly sins or just too much on my mind, but anyway, here's to the peace of God being with you.
Hey, Mom, where do you find the Holy Spirit?
In music.
Well, Jesus and I are here to tell you where I find the Holy Spirit in my life today. I honestly think the Holy Spirit is the voice in my head that helps me calm down when I'm upset, to take a breath when I'm angry or frustrated, or just to stop and enjoy something that's good. That's how I see the Holy Spirit in my life.
Mary and I find that we see the Holy Spirit expressed in the kindness and caring of our friends, especially in the last few challenges we've had.
Here we are out for our evening sanity walk, and what we find is when we're out walking, we actually stop and notice things in nature that we really haven't taken the time to notice when we're busy at work and running around. And this time has actually made us pause, enjoy the beautiful flowers, listen to the birds, and actually enjoy the clean air that's a result of us all taking a pause and being kinder to the environment. And we also find it's an amazing time to spend time with family.
The third lesson today comes from the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We find ourselves this Pentecost Sunday not gathered together in the church like we would like, but spread out, socially distanced from each other. Still connected through worship in this service and other ways, but not gathered together as one body in one space. It is an unusual time we find ourselves in. And I think as this pandemic goes on, one of the things that I've found in my own life is that where before I might have been able to tell myself, I have things under control, I have things figured out, or that I am managing all right, that as the pandemic goes on, I find myself more and more having to admit that I'm not in control of everything in my life. Things are more challenging now. I miss a lot of things that were present before the pandemic started. And I find myself at a place at times that I feel like I don't have things as under control as I would like, or I could have pretended that I had before the pandemic started. Things are harder now. You know, I think at a time like this, it's important for us to hear the messages in Scripture that we had from the Acts of the Apostles about the disciples when the Spirit came upon them. And also this passage that we just heard from the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to John. The disciples had spent years following Jesus, learning from him, seeing his miracles and his signs, learning about him and God, learning about abundant life. The life that God intends for each of us. Seeing Jesus's example. And then they saw Jesus on the cross. They saw Jesus die. And instead of going forward, spreading the news, the good news about God's love for us, they hid. They went into a room and they locked the door. They distanced themselves from the rest of the world and the needs that the world had because they were afraid. And I like to think today, because they felt like they no longer could pretend that they had things under control, that they were managing just fine on their own, that things were okay. That they found themselves up against reality, and it scared them. It sent them into isolation. But that's not where this story ends. Because in that room, Jesus came to the disciples. He appeared there even though they had locked the door. And he said to them, "Peace be with you." Peace be with you. Coming from somebody else, it might just seem like empty words, but this is Jesus who they had followed, who they had come to know as God's Son, as the one that they had come to love and trust, who had led them in the way. So when Jesus showed them his hand and his sign, we hear that they rejoiced. They rejoiced. They rejoiced perhaps because they saw that what Jesus was talking about before wasn't just about the good times. It's not just about those times when everything's going well, when everything goes the way we would like it to go. That when they see his hands and his side, they see that what Jesus was talking about with abundant life, about God's love, applies even to those dark moments, those hard, challenging moments where we wonder if it's possible to go on. And they see at that moment, when Jesus is there in their midst, saying to them, "Peace be with you," that it is true what Jesus said, not only in the good times, but in the hard times as well. And they rejoiced. They rejoiced because they knew that the message of God's love doesn't stop with the good times ending. The message of God's love is here in our midst, even when we are afraid or confused, anxious or lonely, nervous, or worrying, mourning or sad, sick or feeling alone. That God comes to us and Jesus shows us that this message of love is for us right now also. It is true for us in this moment. And so we can, with the disciples that day, rejoice. Again, Jesus says to the disciples, "Peace be with you." And in the midst of them hearing about that peace from the one who embodies the love of God for us, Jesus said, "I am sending you into the world. Just as the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And he breathed on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. Now, when I go back to that place of being anxious or feeling out of control, I might feel like, is this really the time for God to give me another thing on my plate? It feels like I'm doing everything I can to just hold it together now in this situation that we find ourselves in. Isn't it enough just to survive in this room that is locked away from all the things we fear? And yet, Jesus calls us just like the Father called him and gives us a mission and the Spirit to enable us to live into that mission. This reminds me of a passage from the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus offers us a new yoke, a new burden, but it is light. And we can, I think, swap our cares and concerns, our anxiety that we carry with us, the fears that we have, even the old ways of doing things, that we can exchange those for the new call, the new way of living that Jesus calls us into. The way that isn't just about surviving, but that is about living. That's about the abundant life that comes from knowing and sharing the love that God has for the world. It probably is too much to take on in addition to everything that we're trying to hold already. In this time, it probably would be too much for us to continue the way that we have been living and also take on the mission that God calls us to, if we were continuing both ways. And so, at this moment, we're presented with a choice, an opportunity to make a choice. Do we want to stay locked in a room of anxiety and worry, overwhelmed by the fears that beset us, the challenges that it takes to pretend that we can handle this on our own? The other choice is to let go of the need to pretend that we have things under control. To let go of this illusion that we have everything figured out and that we're all put together. And to let God lead us. To let the Holy Spirit that is given to us, to be our strength, our guide, our companion. We are already persevering and surviving. But to thrive, to live into the abundant life that God intends for us, I think at moments like this, it is helpful for us to see that we need God. And it's not just moments like this, like pandemics, when we need God. But these moments can draw us to that truth in a way that even when the pandemic is over, even when things in our lives find a new equilibrium, a new pattern, a new style of living, that we don't have to go back to pretending that we have things under control, that we can continue to rely on God, to be guided by God, to take on that yoke and burden that Jesus talks about, and that we can be sent forth into the world knowing about God's love and sharing that love with the world that needs to hear that message now when things are not all right, and later when some people will pretend that things are all right again. And yet, the world has always had suffering and hurt and pain. But before we might have been able to turn away from. But now we find ourselves face to face, confronted with the vulnerability that each one of us has. Confronted with the choice between relying on ourselves, which is becoming more and more revealed as an illusion, or relying on God in whom we can put our hope and trust. God loves us and calls us to abundant life. And that abundant life can even happen when we are socially distanced. That abundant life can even happen when we are allowing ourselves to live in ways that provide for the health and well-being of ourselves and others. We can say yes to God. Yes to God directing our lives and sending us forth. Not taking it on as just a little thing that we'll add on when we have the capacity to do so, but to let go of those other things that burden us in our lives, to take on the mission of proclaiming the joy and love of God in the world. And the disciples rejoiced. The disciples rejoiced because that message that they had heard before from Jesus, they found out is true even in difficult times. That they can trust in God. That they can turn to God and be guided by the Spirit. That abundant life is still there for them and for us. And so with them, let us rejoice. Let us make our song even today, in all of the unusual times we find ourselves in the midst of this moment, let us even now make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. God is good. Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of lips that openly profess God's name. And do not forget to do good and to share what you have with others, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. We invite you to offer yourselves to God. And you may also, at this time, make a gift, a donation from what you have to St. James to support its mission and ministry through giving online at stjamespotomac.org/donate. Let us offer ourselves to God. Amen.
Affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed, found on page 6 of our bulletin or on page 96 of the Book of Common Prayer. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep this nation under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. The Collect for Pentecost. O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us, by the same Spirit, to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now the prayer for spiritual communion. Lord Jesus, we know that you are present in the Holy Sacrament. We love you above all things, and we desire to receive you into our souls. Since we cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into our hearts. We embrace you as if you were already there, and unite ourselves wholly to you. Amen. Holy One, we ask for you to embrace the whole human family with your care as we seek to understand, adapt, and live into the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic. We pray for those who are giving care and those who are ill, for those who are afraid or alone, and for those who have died. We especially pray for those who have tested positive for this disease, and those who are in self-quarantine. Give us strength and courage to face what is to come, and guide the leaders of the nations in finding ways to work together for the good of all. Hold your church close and grant us your wisdom so that we might find ways to be in relationship while we're apart, uniting us in your Son Jesus, who with his Spirit holds us all in your loving arms. Amen. This week especially, we pray for those connected to our parish with COVID-19. Ann Mayo, Susan Link's mother, the residents and staff at the Villages, Edward Hennis, Anselm and Heather Hennis's son, for Marjorie Jackson, Jill Fritz's mother, and Pat East's friends, Barnabas and Florence. We also lift to you all medical professionals caring for those who are ill, including those working for the U.S. Public Health Service and those caregivers known to members of St. James, for Deborah Marie, Kenneth Matthews, Michelle Tanner, Lisa Nash, Maggie Newell, and Grace Callender, as well as the others in our parish working to provide help. We pray for others who are ill. We ask for healing for Audrey Penn. We pray for Donna Judkins' niece Jackie and for Roger, Sue Lynn's brother. We pray for Lynn Throckmorton, Doug Throckmorton's sister, for Patty's friend, Michael Faden, for Catherine Gibson's father, Pete, and for Charlie Dinkey, who has bone marrow cancer. We pray for Zane and Kason Thompson, Joanne and Barry Thompson's great-grandchildren. We lift to you Angela Bennett and Doug Hefner. We pray for Brendan and for Ricky, who is recovering from surgery. For Ed and Linda Ellis' grandnieces and grandnephew, Harrison, Hermione, and Celeste. We lift to you Phyllis Cole and her family. For Susan Shuck's friend, Mary. For Julius Gall, Marge and John Combs' friend. And for Jack Linehan. We pray for Jackie Carmen, Sarah Padgett's daughter. And for Earl and Diane Durrell and their family. Today we also lift to you all who have died, especially the victims of COVID-19. Comfort those who've lost loved ones and all who grieve. Today we also give you thanks for those having birthdays and anniversaries, for those graduating from high school and college. We thank you, God, for all of our blessings and for your presence with us during this time. And now I invite your prayers of intercession and thanksgiving, either silently or aloud. We continue now with the general thanksgiving. It's on page 8 of our bulletin, or on page 101 of our Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. I hope you felt the Spirit's presence through our worship today. I think the only thing left is for me to share with you where I see God's Spirit, how I feel God's Spirit in my life. You know, we've all been stuck at home through this pandemic, and it's been hard, hard for all of us to be separated, to worry about our health, to keep focused on the Spirit in our lives. But I have seen the Spirit and experienced the Spirit through you, through your witness of God's love, through the way you care for one another, through your faithfulness, even when times are hard and you may be feeling anxious. I give thanks today for God's Spirit made present in you.